This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Hostage families are calling for a ceasefire deal pushed by President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Biden outlined a three-phase deal on Friday, saying Hamas is no longer capable of carrying out another large-scale attack on Israel. He urged the Israelis and the militant group to come to an agreement to release hostages, both alive and dead, for an extended ceasefire.
Israel has offered a comprehensive new proposal. It's a roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages. It's what we need.
Many hostage families blame the government's lack of will to secure a deal for the deaths of many of the hostages in captivity. Israel's government has been saying conditions for a ceasefire are still not met. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
South Africa was set to end three decades of dominance by the party that freed it from apartheid on Saturday as voters angry at joblessness, inequality and power shortages slashed the African Nationals Congress share of the vote to 40%. Alice Rizzo from Reuters has more.
The ANC has won every previous national election since the historic 1994 vote that ended white minority rule. But over the last decade, its support has dwindled. Results from almost all polling stations give the ANC around 40% of the vote, a dramatic drop from the 57.5% it got in previous national election in 2019. The ANC will now have to strike a coalition deal or another form of agreement with one or more smaller parties. A deal to keep the ANC in the presidency could involve opposition backing in exchange either for cabinet posts or for more control of a parliament. The Election Commission has penciled in a final results announcement for Sunday.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's attorneys are, quote, shocked the former president took the verdict with solemnness. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Donald Trump's lead attorney in his New York criminal case told the Associated Press he was shocked at the former president's calm demeanor when the verdict was read in court. A jury of a dozen New Yorkers convicted Trump on all counts of falsifying business records, a felony punishable by either incarceration, probation, or a fine. Defense lawyer Todd Blanche said, Trump just kind of took it with the appropriate solemnness for the moment. Blanche said he thought Trump was still handling himself well on Friday, the day after the verdict, even as the Republican has railed that the trial was unfair. Trump has vowed to appeal. Speaking to reporters on Friday, Trump portrayed himself as a victim of a rigged trial. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Estonia's government has ratified the country's full membership in the European Organization for Nuclear Research, a move that will give companies, scientists, and teachers in the Baltic nation complete access to one of Europe's main research and scientific organizations. The small Baltic country will become the first former Soviet republic to gain membership in the organization, known by the French acronym CERN, which hosts the largest particle physics laboratory in the world. Estonia's membership will formally take effect after the country has presented its letter of accession to the Director General of the UN Cultural and Scientific Agency, UNESCO. In its quest to fill the dwindling ranks of its infantry, Ukraine has turned to recruiting prisoners to join the fight against Russia, and more than 4,000 have applied so far. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Under a deal offered by the government, prisoners will have their sentences cleared if they serve in the army until the end of the war. The Justice Ministry says more than 4,000 have applied so far. Private Russian mercenary group Wagner recruited tens of thousands of Russian prisoners to fight in Ukraine, offering them a full pardon if they survived 6 months at the front. Prisoners in Ukraine convicted of certain offences, like multiple murders or treason, are barred from serving. More than 1,700 already have the green light. Over 780 prisoners have already been freed from prison and handed over to the armed forces. But it will likely take months for significant numbers of new troops to be ready.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. Boeing is taking another crack at launching astronauts for the first time aboard its new space capsule after a delay for leak checks and rocket repairs. The Starliner capsule is due to fly from Cape Canaveral, Florida on Saturday with a pair of test pilots to the International Space Station for a week-long stay. The test drive should have happened years ago, but problems kept piling up, most recently a leak that went unnoticed until the first launch attempt with a crew in early May. NASA wants a backup to SpaceX, which has been flying astronauts for 4 years. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.